So, we all know, first we have to, reshape our motivation.
As most
of you all know that mentioned in the preliminary practice that you know our sitting meditation posture is like you know seven Bairottana posture and with that you know with a great virtuous thought, then we begin the, you know, whatever teaching or listening or meditating or so on.
그러나 소소적인 것에 선발을 따지지 제달하다 개선지 레도에 알레 까마치 먼저 선나도 인다살하다
so for a moment you know we all reflect you know within ourselves that you know whether we have a good motivation or what kind of motivation we have right now you know we think for a reflect for a moment so everybody try to reflect on our motivation if it is good then okay if it is not good try to reshape it and you know hold that motivation for a moment and then you know gradually we will expand the time to maintain the right motivation
On that spare
of virtuous thought, you know, we feel, you know, fortunate to have an opportunity to listen and practice this kind of teaching.
Why, then the Chiba Jangan, any cousin is Sancho Longerin by Yeshi in Jung Husana, Sancho Longerin was a candidate in the Sevus and a cousin to the Dudici Chasarina, a Terian Cosmobo, the test here in Salada.
So maintaining this good motivation throughout the teaching and, you know, so Rinpoche gonna explain, you know, a little bit, you know, review what we what we discussed on the last Saturday, since there are some new people, so he gonna repeat that thing one more time.
Shangchu lang jirin bi ji yin juwaan rabu de xie sona, ane, thoma daja tenpa shacha tuba ne zon de, ane, juwa ji yin bada jaga ki bendu ni jinjo re sona.
So this, this Lamrim teaching, source, come from Buddha Shakyamuni, and then, through the great, master of Nalanda, and then to Tibet.
Ani lari chenpo ki tsawan josa lari lari shibi thoma ki ini tsen robo de josa kadir sana, ini jo ji pe ne pe ne ini lalama shangchu ye ji ini pe chi la phimbi chu ji sungro chi sana ya shubha la tene, ini jo ji ki shangchu lang ji dwe ma dan zi.
So the Lamrim name, is given by Master Atisha, that great Tibetan king. Requests Atisha when he Atisha came to Tibet, the king requests Atisha to write a text, that will benefit every Tibetan people. So the Atisha wrote the root text, the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So then the name Lamrim is labeled on that text. So since then, there are many commentaries of different, masters. So then, Lamrim, this name, arises.
Come into being. So then,
since Atisha came to Tibet, since then, the tradition of great Kadam tradition flourish in Tibet.
Ani choji pe ne pe pe ko de la ham yo ne choji yo ne ma jin jin ro de ani ka da la re ba da ka da me nga ba ani ka da jom ba wa sing ye ani jin ne ro de song chong wa re sa.
And after after the Atisha, then there comes three different kadam practitioner lineages. One is a lineage of the instruction, and one is a lineage of the scripture, and one is Kadam Shungpa Wacha
Kadam Mengapa.
Kadam Mengapa,
Kadam Lamrimpa.
Lamrimpa. And third is, the Kadampa lineage, lineage of gradual path practitioner.
Kadam Jumbo, so many in the Hippoto are in the
So the founder of the Kadampa practitioner who scriptural practitioner founder is Surasa Kushanja.
Gishe Poto.
Is Kadamba Gishe Poto.
Kadam Lamrimpa de Nejong Shu Paden Gamba. Paden Gamba Arendo.
And the gradual paths Kadamba lineage practitioner is founder is the is called the Nejo Gombapa.
Ani menga bade gishe nga
and the lineage of the instruction Kadamba practitioner is Chengapa.
Desonga ki jin de ma le de ne ta da chuchen nang kha ja sa lo ta nang nang kha ja sa sing de la ni me nga songa ki me nga chi de den de do sa.
So since then, you know,
Mengha chit de sewe sa ma de ta Mengha songa khol ye sa ta.
So then there comes the three different Kadamba lineages. And then, you know, all the three lineages, you know, lineages received and possessed by the Kadamba master.
Kadamba yin, lota naga jansi sin, Kadamba yin na, Kadamba jiru mochi yin lari ye, jupa shasati.
And is a... is a called a great yogi, you know, is called Rodak Namkhai Gyaltsen in Tibet. So, Lama Tsongkhapa also received the, you know, teachings from these masters.
Kasi nga te dacha temba sacha thupa nga zonde jaga ki chung rin te mato kasi jiru mochi ki chua jila matu pa du shunit kasi nga chosu lo me aase te tenu re salata.
So last time we only talked about up to the Atisha, you know, unbroken lineage up to Atisha, then now, you know, from Atisha, then how the lineages come to Tibet, you know, that is how it
happened.
So in this way we should understand that, you know, this text is authentic and, you know, it is taught by Buddha Shakyamuni. So this we try to go through the Lamrim, great Lamrim composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So tradition of the Buddhist tradition, when you write any kind of any kind of text, you know, it begins with a salutation to a, salutation to any great beings.
Dilo gopa kare yore se sona, ani nego zombi pache shewa da tatu, ani tabadan tanchi shenpa tabi gopa yore se sona.
The reason why they begin with the salutation to the meditational deities or Buddhas or the Lamas, because in meantime, because of that salutation's blessing, it will purify the obstacles success to finish the task, and eventually attain the Buddhahood. These are the reason why they saluted.
And also,
one of the unique reason to salutate is that, you know, all the Buddha's teaching is divided into three baskets. So, you know, when you read the text, you know, the author salutate to, you know, whomever other saluted through that we will know that this treatises or this text belongs to this basket or that basket, you know, immediately you know looking at the salutation.
Nye chana zon mese shio la, dele chana zon ki kola ma kwa tena nyoto sona chi majar wachin la, mwase chuse chi ilhaz mase hiye yi tuse yama, tenri chi la chana soso nga sora hachin kanga ki, tenjo tenjen yonbi yi tenda la, nga kogu mundu sene ji lu ten tenri ki tongchun ma tonga che, mwane tonen dele, ma kwa pala nga uzu jane chewa, dene zon de chewa jata tenri le chi kale jago na, yon dele agwa tani uzu jawiyin sange ye, boba chi chegu rasa la da.
So, since we come here, and you know, you know, maybe we will do you know, this thing for maybe maybe hour or so. So in that time, you know, please, you know, pay full attention. Even something you didn't understand, but you know, think about. That, you know, leave a great imprint in our mind stream, and you know, to realize the to attain the realization, even it will take you know, take many lifetimes, you know, we don't back off or we don't lose our, you know, determination or enthusiasm.
Ma so ye se de le chi to ba shu ye de chi zun chu de ngo he se ye de pe chi ta gu ma re se ngo so ye se se jo chu ro ngo so ga ga le le lo chen bo chong jo ro wa sa la da shu ji ji chen do de chi chen bo de de ge to sa la da ngo so ye lo do ji to ba ni to xin de ne ka bo re sa la da.
So, you know, looking at our, you know, our looking at our situation and our interests, you know, we can able to tell that we won't attain any great realizations in this lifetime, cause you know we don't have that a great enthusiasm.
So 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 le shat shatan da wuchi jene jung de la chi jyo na wuchi jung de la mba da wuchi shuche ra ayun daru chi das.
So in this way, you know, what we can do is we can develop a great aspiration toward this, you know, practice, and we will try our best to understand, you know, even you know, one line.
Ani jero mo chenge ndela sone keden teda tangi hichu nye sidi. Ani kiawa de debi deja chero tsaki mibu gune nye sene ani nyamba kusha yare sala. Ngo tsu keden chi deji tu nye situa chego.
So in this way, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that you fortunate people listen this teaching with deep admiration. So you know, we should understand we are one of the fortunate one, as mentioned by Lama Tsongkhapa.
Kuro chidang lama soki lari sonji jia sona lari ye kuro chichi rogo chi jogu duwa de kandir e sana lari sengi de kandir chi re sana keden chi chuban no je cheba chenpi salan roya ye chulu chi re sana songo re sala da keden chuban no je cheba chenpi langan roya ye langa chi chulu sana langa sana re.
So what if somebody asks, you know, what is lamrim, then we will answer that lamrim is, you know, the fortunate person, you know, who can go into go on that path to full enlightenment.
아니 루루도 토메니 장수 정보 신다 전부 루루도 토메니 장수 정보 성도
and also Lamrim is the great tradition of the Nagarjuna and Vasubandhu.
Ani George ne ani jirambu ji pa de ani tu ji ji somo. Sebudo. George ne ani jirambu ji pa de ani tu ji ji somo ma le yo. Tu ji ji san ne da dang ga somo.
And
nyang nyang ni go ni ma dang ga phon yo.
And also, you know, this is the, you know, this is the essence of the experiential instruction that come from Atisha and Lama Tsongkhapa.
And Chuju Pumbo Jetun Jetun in Himbo Kanga Divi, Kazaji, Sanjay Rimba Dishang.
And this is also the essence of all the, you know, 84 teachings of the Buddha, you know, sum up into Lamrim that, you know, if one practice, you know, then, you know, one can able to attain full enlightenment, you know, by practicing this Buddha's essence of teaching Lamrim. So what we're going to listen the subject or the teaching is like that. So in this way, you know, when Rinpoche going through, at that time, you know, we, the listeners, also kind of reflect on this kind of greatness and have some kind of, you know, feeling in the teachings. So now we go through the text, and you know, if you guys have a, you know, translation, then we will start from the salutation. So beginning of the teaching, you know, first beginning of this text, first Lama Tsongkhapa do the salutation to the Buddha Shakyamuni. So it began with the Sanskrit Namo Guru Manzu or Gokhaya or Goshaya. So it so the Lama Tsongkhapa always, you know, saluted to Manjushri, you know, beginning of his all the texts. So then Lama Tsongkhapa salutate to the Buddha Shakyamuni. So how Lama Tsongkhapa did the salutation to the Buddha Shakyamuni is reflecting on the greatness of the Buddha's Buddha's quality of the body, speech, and mind.
아니 그 이거는 제바가라서는 아니 낮에 땜바샤제 되고 그때 가를 때는 종아래서서는 주피순 소바 세와 본타 뭐 예수소 아주 끝이래 선에 소마래서라 펜소결에 세여 준비 고세
so how Buddha saluted Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to the Buddha's body is like mentioned here Pinzo Gele Chewe Tumbe Ku means that Buddha's how you know Buddha's come Buddha's body come into being is Buddha's body's caused by you know caused by numerous virtuous cause.
다시 쉬우쉬우 제바시는 이제 양 쉬우중 거로 다 아니 다자 때마 샤자도 비 손데 간르를 사서나 아니 타예비 선제 탄제기 랑랑기 레와 강야바데 꽝통에기 송제레 선나 송아레 타예비 레와 공이 송
and how Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to the Buddha's speech is that Buddha's speech can fulfill all the wishes of you know infinite sentient beings.
되지. 맞아 송영양라 두지세네 되세네 레레신의 시외디 아니 길이 먼저와 타렌토 아니 장르게 된다 간데바야바데 송지를 때네 고통이 되는 레도 와서라.
So that means it is like you know if Buddha speak in one language you know different species they can understand in their own language and you know and also they can hear whatever their you know desire and you know no matter how far and how distant and how near you know the species are they can hear in the same volumes.
Malaysia ja jin ji bi tu se de ni xi ja jin ji gan zhe ji yo na yang ji da wa jin de bian na la bi ti ne ni ngo su ge ji ru ra zi ba jian de sa ne qiu gan zhe ji yo na yang ni ngo su ge mi ji zu le da wa na ge tu ji qian de ni xi ja tang ji la ni ti ji de qian tu guo le ya sa la
And how you know Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to the Buddha's mind is that Buddha's mind can know everything what is knowable at a single moment, like you know, like we see. A flower through a naked eye. Buddha's mind is like that. So mentioning these great qualities of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, he who possesses this kind of quality is Buddha Shakyamuni. So, and he is chief of the Shakya clan. So he bowed down on the Buddha Shakyamuni's feet.
然后，那么说，送进来些呢？平时给了小月准备送，平时给了小月准备吐些呢？然后，吃热热来些呢？古时候吐送个几家呢？家吃热热什么的。
And you know, it can elaborate, you know, real precisely, like you know, like one word, the first line, you know, can be commented into. Body, speech, and mind, all three.
嗯，对。这我说也， ngatsuki tame parijila sanan tosho na ngatsuki linga yeso de beden gawari wawasala da. Sanje seso na kusun tosho ngon yemen shibe ngon jide nire dwe di kon gawari marisala da.
So, because, you know, like us, you know, we ordinary persons, body, speech, and mind are contradict each other, but, you know, Buddha's body, speech, and mind is in one nature. So there is no any contradiction that if you praise Buddha with this first line to the body and same to the mind and same to the body, it didn't contradict like ours. So, you know, our body, speech, and mind is really, you know, really coarse. You know, like, you know, it is, our body is made out of, you know, blood and flesh and bones and like that. But, you know, Buddha's body, speech, and mind is in one nature, cause it is in the manifestation of mere wind energy and the subtle mind.
Tendriji ko de ne de sona den re moje de chi sona chi tong gong che gu do ala da su ta re mo de bu chi da xin de ne chang mo de bu chi gu ne ro gong che gu do sona chi tong na ko to ba sa ge che cha song sa la da.
So in this way, if we say like that, then you know, we cannot comprehend. So we gotta have to think, you know. Think, and then you know, it seems like really far away that we cannot comprehend. So we gotta think really you know, deeply, because it is very, very subtle. Not like coarse, or not like you know, gross like ours.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and it's easy. You talk them at all, yeah. Cause so so you go some give you go any. That's it. Then basically to buy a time you go any. So so you may buy the one. I miss it. Yeah, cause to buy so sad over was.
So in this way, you know, like Lama Tsongkhapa did, we also, you know, do the same, you know, salutation to the Buddha at this time, then, you know, we can also, you know, accumulate a great deal of merits. So you guys have a direct translation of this for these stanzas?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That the Kadula Bena, that the Temba Shajatuba, Kandichi, Sholo Kategi, and then Koalin Betoni, any Tebachetuachi Chagos.
So if you have that, then you know, if somebody asks, you know, how, what kind of Buddha Shakyamuni's body, speech, and mind is, you know, then you reflect on the, you know, this stanza, and through that stanza, you know, you should understand, you know, how Buddha Shakyamuni look like.
Tā shōlō ka nīpa tīnda, kāsi ngā, dājā tīmba shācā tūpio sōmū tāi jā chī yī rīmba tī, nī, jāvā shāmbā gōma nī jīpa rī, sōmū tāi jī rīmba tī, jītān jāmbā yōn lī jīpa rī, sēn nī yī, nī, shāng jāmbā nī lā shācā pā rī, yāsā lā tā, shōlō ka nīpa tī.
So then now we go to the next stanza, you know, it salutate to the, you know, Maitreya, and the Manjushri cause, you know, the vast and the profound teaching holder is Manjushri and Maitreya. So because of that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to these two bodhisattvas.
Tatu sendan dame denpa te se ji chok jeyun zeba ken ju khono ne jame shin de tribe na ro mo phon jam be yang la ki sha se ma sha se lo as ji de lu me lu tu ye lo ma tu che man de ngai di sho lo ka ten de shi jo wan de dame denpa te se ji chu sen da de da che denpa sha ja tu ba lan dame ji denpa sa ne ni song gu le sa la.
So it says dame denpa te se ji chok in Tibetan. So, oh boy. And it says, what does that mean is, you know, we called Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, incomparable teacher. So, you know, so in this way, the Manjushri, here it says, is the you know, is the best son of the incomparable teacher.
Masukin dami tembasen mhawan dami ini chusun baden dami baresen songre eslada chume chusun baden dami ba kanre de sezona jenda ge chute na rani ge ziba jenda ini jetawa jenda jenla ten tong ye de sanje ma do ye ma re san sanje la mhawan dami tembad dami songre sene ini songu du selada.
So it says incomparable means, you know, Buddha is incomparable teacher, and Buddha's teaching is incomparable teaching. Cause, you know, cause why this is incomparable is Buddha can teach, you know, as he sees, you know, he got all the realizations what he teaches.
Chushin been a matabare, da memory, tonaris, and dembashi in Etiji here, you know, and so so get it all in the Tongo, Marimotonji, and Jono Sumbanagi here was. Daja Tembashi to Voye, Kurongi Chetawaj and the Zipa de Masoins and Zipan Dami, Sumban Dami, Chamban Damis, and any Kusun to Sungala than the Jagar Salada.
So, like Rinpoche, you know, teaches about the, you know, impermanence, and about the, you know, emptiness and bodhicitta and like that, you know, you don't have all those realizations and he don't see all this as it is, but, you know, he teach, you know, through the text, you know. He didn't, he is not incomparable teacher, but Buddhas, you know, when teaching is incomparable, teacher is incomparable, and why? Because, you know, whatever he teaches, he can see everything directly. So that is how, you know, Buddha is
incomparable teacher.
So
dīshāna mīrī mīndu, jāyīn zēpā kēnchī kānā nē sēdē, sāngyā yu kūsūn tū yīn zēpā, sōng yīn zēpā tēsā kāngā, sōsō kē tānē chēnā, mā tsōn mā sō kūtālē, lēmbā rē sā lādā.
So then, uncomparable teachers, you know, best son is, there are many sons, but you know, among all the sons, you know, Maitreya and Manjushri is they both are the best among all the sons, because you know they take all the responsibilities of the Buddha's deeds of the body, speech, and mind, and you know they manifest or emanate. Infinite to the infinite sentient beings to fulfill their wishes. In this way, you know, reflecting on this, Lama Tsongkhapa did the salutation to
these two bodhisattvas.
So it is like, you know, the king and the prince. So, you know, prince take the all the responsibilities, look after the, you know, king's subjects. It is like that.
Dendu ye kule ne ni, soso ye ngade ye na lomba kandele ne ni, soso ye tsao ume tse den dene ja ne ni, sanje sen nere, soso ye ko de la ye ni, gari cha ne ya, pento che gane, che guro was. Dendu ye shang chu senpa sen de, tuba la ranga towa ye zane, ranga ranga nombi tuba tene ye ni, sanje je ten ze go re ye salo.
So in this way, like a king and the son, you know, their main job is to look after the well-beings of the subjects. So it's a great king and the, you know, son, and they sent, you know, their representatives or the officers throughout the small towns and villages to look after the well-being of that town and villages. So like that, you know, the bodhisattvas, they don't have any problems to emanate themselves into whatever the, you know, the sentient beings needs. So they become like you know, the representative or the officers look after the small villages and town. Likewise, you know, these two bodhisattvas, you know, emanate in different forms, in different places, and, you know, they do the, you know, look after the well-being of our sentient beings.
Oh, yeah. That's all okay. But then, Jizan Shamba Gumbadan, Jizan Jambay, and you'll tell us that we should look at you, but then, and then that's all right.
So this is a brief explanation of this second stanzas, mainly salutation to the Maitreya and Manjushri.
Just the date in the quality, like you said, what's the truth in each other? Shumacharan, the date in the quality.
So you guys look after your translation book carefully, and if you know, if the translator make a mistake, then you know, then you know you can ask questions later on. If you could do like that, then you know it will remember later on more clearly.
So
we stop here for break.
단지딩원수 사간다긴 제린진도 저도 되지 땅 어떻게 된다 저도 이 되는 마 슈슈슈슈 라라라는 마 대다살라다 이니 어떻게 이 바차자가 되고 좋았던 이 저런 소 띵고 내가 좋았던다 이마 또 이제 녀시에 되긴 너도 아니 따던 로마도나 어서 따데 되게 말했어
So you guys mostly focus on your book, that English translation, because you know maybe my translation, maybe it really kind of translate totally different, who knows. So, you know, you guys look, focus on your translation book, and then later on, if there is something you want to know further, then you can ask questions.
Katu katu tajan yana shuma shu chora toba yeb katu tajai jai che yan tajin tajan ne hin jeb chag mar tensin ro ji tajan ne ma shu chora.
So if you guys have something doubt, you wanna remark, then you can bring us fine pencils and do write down on that on the book, then later on you can erase it, so that helps. So when you look on write on the other sheet, then sometimes you put the sheet in different place, in different place you got you know, lost it.
So Rinpoche
going to explain one more stanzas, then we're going to do the question answers.
Tanda dadya temba shatya tuba ne jiten jamaya dan jawa shamba gombo ni sayi nomba rubi chane roga salada. Tab mene jiba thoma ene gombo lulu dan papa thome jini jiba lelada.
So from Buddha Shakyamuni to Manjushri and Maitreya is this lineage is called the, you know, Bodhisattva. All the we call Pla. Pla means in Sanskrit or in Hindi is called Deva, and I guess in English it is celestial being. So these are not human being like us. They are the Bodhisattvas, the celestial being, Maitreya and Manjushri, and these are the celestial, lineage holder. And then through these two bodhisattvas, then it come to the human lineage. So human lineage comes from this Nagarjuna and so on.
Shinto Papa Kawa Jaya Yung Singe Deyene Daje Tenpa Shaja Tupi Song Yi Daje Yung Shira Ji Paro Nga Kasi Chuji Pongpo Je Tuji Tung Yin Hingpo Dela Yene Shira Ji Paro De Shinbi Yung Singe Deyene Shinto Papa Kawa Yene Pena Sopa Da Jache Yeno Ne Lu Tame Pa Yene Lu San Yilin Deba Da Wuchi Jila Yene Pena Yung Sewe Re Sala Da Sanje Ki Song Sheshen Jin Dode Rambo Chila Yung Sewe Re Sala Da.
So it says so hard to comprehend the it says Gewe Yum is mother of Buddhas. So here mother of Buddhas is labeled to the perfection of wisdom. So perfection of wisdom is the essence of all the Buddha's teaching. And it is really profound, deep, subtle. It's really hard to comprehend by people like us.
Kintu ji xin de baba kawa ye ne ene yong nga tsu ge yong se so na ene jeda ji yong de la mo bo ja ge de na sanje ge song la yong ko re ene lang dong ju de be shara la yong ko re sa da de yong de ene sanje ge song la ko ge re sa na.
So the mother means the definition mother. A mother can be, can be many things. So here, mother means it is just for the perfection of wisdom text. And you can call mother to the realization of emptiness is called a mother too.
Tendu yong ye gomba de ni gomba chetawa jin den zambul ni de la thoman jenge de ni me sha tu jin jo thoman jenge de la ni samo yi chan gomba lu du da ja che yi chan ni papa thome san la gre yes la.
So that kind of a profound a perfection of wisdom text, that only that kind of text, you know, the first who precisely interpreted by first human is Nagarjuna, and is called here is Papa Tome, Ludu Tome. Tome, I don't know, is Basubandhu or what it says. Asanga, yep, that's it.
And Tendu yinze gombo ludu ki karan zhe sana ene ome yong de la pemi ge oma rebi chudu se samo pena yong shira je phara de shi min reba sana re tendu ji ge ene oma rebi chudu sana ene tenje na bote chun zhe re sala de rezo chu sana.
So the how they interpreted this profound teaching of the Buddha, the perfection of wisdom, the Nagarjuna, interpreted and make a commentary of perfection of wisdom, six different volumes of reasoning text as a interpretation or the commentary to perfection of wisdom. And also that is why Nagarjuna is called the second Buddha of our time.
Papa Tome ji jitsa shamba du jitsa shamba hie zhe ne ne ga den yin ne la phe ne jitsa shamba gong bo ye ne kar sa shangchu denga se de song de yin de ba la papa ka sa papa tome ji ne sa denga se ne den de yi jong zang ya le sa la da.
So then Asanga, Asanga meditate on Maitreya for, you guys have heard, for many years, 12 years or so. Then eventually, Asanga got the, a vision of Maitreya, and, Asanga went to the Maitreya's, celestial abode over there, and Asanga received the, six teachings of Maitreya. And then Asanga come back to the earth, and Asanga make a interpretation or the commentary is called, five sadenga. Sadenga means sa is path, denga is five branch. I don't know how to translate. Anyway, there seems like there is a five different texts emphasizes on the vast method, and the Nagarjuna side is profound. So these are method and wisdom. So this kind of teaching, if we wanna study and if we wanna implement, put into practice, the authentic teaching still exists nowadays too.
Ludu Tome ni tibi ni jen tu zambil ni deyin zambil zeba shi zanlin zeba shi bi jen tu salagari salada.
And including Nagarjuna and Asanga, there are eight very famous great in Nalanda Indian masters. So they're called six ornament and two excellence, I think. So these are the, great pandits who got heads, not the Buddhas, these are. And over here, These are all those, you know, great Indian pandit or the masters.
These eight great
pandits, including Nagarjuna and Asanga, and those eight Nalanda pandits, they are famous and renowned in the three worlds. Three world means three realms. We call it Sasum Lana Dokam Sukam
Sumekam.
Is underworld, on the earth and above the earth.
Oh, tendu yin yong su ta bi ni lu du thome ni lo go su ki ba chen ba ne sha che ge yin san ni je rong ba chen go su ki bu ba ne sha che ba yes.
So reflecting on those great pandits, including emphasizing Nagarjuna and Asanga, with Lama Tsongkhapa's three duo bow down on their feet. So now, if you guys have some doubt or some comments or some questions, then we will do now.
When you refer to Manjushri and Maitreya as celestial beings, as opposed to human beings, when at the time of Shakyamuni was here, and they were his disciples, then is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Would they have been considered celestial beings at that time,
mm-hmm.
when they were disciples also?
Okay. Chamjanya de mimarvasa harvasa. So in this number, chumden degi tasegi turvasa kunini de. De in this number, in chumden degi chosun this number, chamjanya de tudi yorvasa.
Yorlada chande de kungosu yorasalada.
Yep, when Buddha gave the teaching at that time, Maitreya and Manjushri, they are in the audience in real.
Pena ngosu ye chotu ge pena loyi le hetu ge mihi mase ngosu da je temba sha je tu ge chosu mi ne gosala ani sa de ma da hama yin kanga ani chosu sa la ngosu yong tu ge wa resala da da ngosu ge tame ba ye den din yong do la sa du mun du sin ge thoe ma ro wa ma do sa je khoro yin ngosu ye pa zi sa la la de ma da hama yin kanga yong wa resala da.
So maybe we can believe or maybe not, but when Buddha Shakyamuni gave the teaching at that time, in the audience there are human beings and there are celestial beings and there are subhumans and there are many different spirits and so on. But we human beings cannot see them, but Buddha Shakyamuni sees all in his teaching audience.
Tengen chidang kesele la den je da je den ba khono ye kol ngo so ni la yi den ge jwa shen den ya khong de yore sa la da. Han ta na ye she ba de chidang ni ngo zu ge yong da la den ge yore sa na song jin le ma do. Chidang da je den ba sha je tu bi kol ni shang chu san ba sa tong bo la ne ge de so ngo so shu pe gu sa la da.
So that is in general. In general, Rinpoche didn't say that, but it's my little bit addition. Like when Rinpoche teaches, it says, I will teach in the human language and celestial language and Naga's language and subhuman's language and like that. So So believing there are some, you know, some other than we human being, there are being exists. So they are in the audience too. So that is how they in general. But when the Buddha Shakyamuni's time, these celestial beings or bodhisattvas, youthful bodhisattvas, there are many, many in real, and they can communicate with Buddha like we do.
Matsugi lama tsugi sonjo man no bi ne gasala ne la da ma da gasala sa yi ge da lo de ne ji ke se me ba chen ne ne den ju ge me ba chen ne ma so gasala la me da me ba che ge re se ne ti ko le de ne shin ye re se na lama so sonjo ye re se la da ma so sonjo ma no ko la ne sho lo ka de ne ne de ne che ge do te sha ye re se la da.
So now Rinpoche said that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that, you know, in tradition, you know, when before the teaching, with a teaching mudra, then the lamas recite this kind of stanzas that, you know, I will teach in human language and celestial beings' language, Naga's language, and subhumans' language. You know, they visualize like that, and, you know, we can't see, but, you know, there are many, many other beings too in the audience.
Rinpoche said that the Buddha's body, speech, and mind are of the nature of wind energy and subtle mind. Will
Rinpoche
expand on that, just to make it clear what that is?
Ta kyi tejukusho glass asa an chumden degi ta kusun thuksum de ngochik res ngochik inda khandre la na ne de lungsen samle to ba chres aswas de la tes de shemang chabro chetas.
Pena nere senda pena ngo tsugi nyugu chi cheso na ne ne de ge sabe che ne chu de li ni ge ne chi 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 se che gro wa sena ngo tsugi ti jin de yon da ta wa ro wa sela da ja pena.
So we all know that when we plant a seed, then, you know, substantial cause of that sprout is that seed, whatever, barley or peas or whatever, and the immediate cause is the fertilizer or the moisture and like that. So, likewise, if we say that, you know, the subtle wind, lungi, the subtle wind is the substantial cause, and the mind is the, you know, immediate cause. If we think, say like that, you know, what kind of understanding we get.
Then the country says on a Shanchu ji sent the Tonyo to the Lonin putting Mochi the Sone, Tay in it, Lonsen ye lacatin, Lonsen the Piggy Zeus Shawanochi. Tennessee Logos.
So, how we're gonna understand this thing is that, you know, the great altruistic mind, bodhicitta, and the realization of emptiness, you know, become one, and, you know, become one, and that these two to manifest in the nature of wind and subtle wind and the subtle mind. If explained like that, then what kind of understanding we get?
Pena donyo de velo de sanju sen ngo ye mi ye mi pyo ngo ye ku tin den sa te ku ngo ne pa le chong ye re sa la so na chu su ko ka le sa sa cha.
And also if somebody asks you that, you know, the realization of emptiness and the bodhicitta, you know, these two both, you know, transform into a body of a meditational deity or a Buddha in front of you, then what kind of understanding we get? Can we comprehend that, or, you know, what? So if this further explanation get little clear or same as it is,
that's okay. That's good.
So 고뇽토이토는
So like Buddha's body, you know, and the realization of emptiness and those bodhicitta and those things, you know, it is really hard to explain through the words if you don't have a kind of, you know, experiential, you know, realization or something like that, you know, it is really hard to explain.
Maso pena kansa asen me sezon na senje den ro kan di ji sezon na ji sha ta di jin ji zu ji ra pa ji do do ji la yin me senje ba jong sen ge ji na wa ko gu ro ma do pe lo yi ya sang ji ji senje sen ge ji na wa ji no ko tu gu ma do wa sa la da.
So generally for us, you know, if we say, you know, person or the cow and horse and like that, you know, immediately, you know, we understand, like, you know, a person is like made out of blood and flesh and bones and like a solid thing, and horse and cows are the same, like, you know, with a tail and with a horn and something solid there. But, you know, we cannot realize that the person and cow and all those things are mere, you know, mere label on that object or mere imputation of our thoughts. We don't realize that.
Tanang atuke si jesona zu de shepa sing de beden gawari ma de zu de shepa yin ba de jin yo hia kro yo ma de salad.
So when we think, then, you know, if we say, you know, form and mind, you know, there is no any compatible mind and form. They are totally contradict each other and totally different.
Long sing it zu de salad. And
same like, you know, subtle wind is a form and subtle mind is not form. You cannot feel, you cannot see, and no shape, no color, and like that. So if we have a really deep understanding of the subtlest wind and the subtlest mind, then, you know, we will gain some understanding of the oneness of the subtle mind and the subtlest mind and the subtlest wind. So that is how he can explain.
Yeah,
the model, yes.
Is subtle body and celestial body, are they different?
Ta kogla de suk chamo de da ani fai su de chikbar mes.
Marela da. Fai pen zu chamo de fai zu le ta wa yer sala da.
So the subtle body is subtler than the celestial body.
Pen de de zu chamo de da pen sheba chamo ge leka jebala pen ta da ga so ji le shin de chamo ge sheba de shin de chamo ge zu ni bo de yer es. Kenyagi shawagi leka te chewala, ngosugi tandagi rapagi zu da hiba kanga nga gursalada.
So, like right now, we possess that, you know, subtlest wind and subtlest mind, but we cannot able to function right now. Because, you know, in order to function this subtlest wind and subtlest mind, all the gross level of mind and wind need to be totally
dissolved.
And any more?
Just as a Nagarjuna and a Sangha, they were considered the was reopeners of the chariot path or rediscoverers of the chariot path. Or do you know what I'm speaking about? So is that why he in this list he doesn't say that, but because they reopened those paths, that was important to get back into Patisha?
Shingde soldier like Rawasa. The digable lab you the lab Mindusa. In a conula shingde soldier lab goede any carsoreta the chojig lamrim de any carsoreta chi guba pengi kundo sonda dig any shingde soldier lab reversa.
Gondala de chui to ten jota so ngati one shinda chimbani le leji bi se khatule te gi dehe de jago ten de yosala da se sholo ko omatel.
So you are right, this chariot, you know, thing stanza is coming later on, so he is sorry, your question is little earlier than his teaching.
Yatun jiasa.
I have a question. Rinpoche made the comment about form and mental labeling. So, for example, most people in the world, regardless of language, will look at a cow and agree that, oh, this is a cow. And we teach our children a name for the cow. But we would all commonly perceive the form. And I was wondering, could this be used as an indication that we all are by nature clear light mind and Buddha nature because we perceive the same misconception in that sense?
I don't understand. Can you say it one more time?
If you know, around the world, anywhere, you know, if people look at a cow, they see generally the same form. And English language will say this is a cow, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Rinpoche had indicated that this form, we give a mental label, we call it a cow. Another form we call a flower, another form we call a chair. But these are all ultimately misconceptions of their true nature. And so, can that, because we commonly do that, the average person, can we look at that as an indicator of our, that we all have a clear light mind at our root, or Buddha nature at our root, because of the fact that we all commonly misconceive the true nature of these things? Is that any clearer to you? Is our common misconception an indicator that we have the same root Buddha nature?
Kogilamna Dila is a Tangazu Tangma Logita Karsu karisu gore da che lokshe de uchi ge de chene ne mi la du samba ta mi gi su do do de uchi sha de je ku bo ton pa ju la du samba pa ju de do do ji la go yu ne de ju yu ne de bo me do la de me do kara su de uchi to ma ma do ji ge ngue ye ne su de ngan ju ge to gi yo ma ro wa s ngue ye ne su de mi ngue mi gi ngue ye ne su de pa ju ngue ye ne su de to gi yo ma ro wa s 등아주 창말로게 미 창말로게 다 즉 록셰기 즉 중마디 창마 찍바로 와서 네게 창마 록셰 찍바 여단 딜라 딘데 송자 록셰 찍바 여 여바 송자 아니 안아주 다선자 창말로게 듀라 아니 컴 대신이 뭐 여바 찍바 임바 네게 다선디 안주 창말라 네게 로도디 여바 아 찍바 임바 네게
윤선도
like you know like flower red flower when you, we see a red flower then you know the red red flower is you know is a valid perception
yes
because it is not a misperception no. It's a valid perception
exactly right
but you know we cannot see you know that that red flower because of coming to being because of different causes and conditions we cannot able to perceive that
but we seemingly commonly generate the same image yeah? If a group of people were all seeing the red flower
ta pena medoma was the chashawa ina ya tu chigdu ani hinchigi tu chigdu mi jayo bana jangi medo mabo chikpa thongri ma do chigi medo mabo ga she ka bo dong ga she se bo dong re thong ma ro as
are sa sa medo mabo yin ba de je te thani la ta ba re je te thani gi se ma re se ma re medo mabo yin ba na gi ma bo re ko lo lo she re se ma re sa la
so everybody sees the red flower that is renowned in the world the red flower and you know when we perceive red flower perceiving red flower is not the misconception that is valid perception
because
you know it is renowned to the world the red flower
so
there is no any further objection or any debates
tendriji meto insi ngubi nesi gi nan sana tong de ko mabo yin bechal sama ne go mare da ko mabo yin bate ni koro yi tin ne tu ba chi nga so ye ta den de re sala da
so that perceiving red flower alone is not a misperception is a valid cognition but you know that red flower you know exists from that own sight you know we perceive that at the same time when we perceive the red flower so that thing is not valid perception there are many wrong perception or wrong views
tendriji medo mabu te ni tendri yin ba chi sanna tong la da tendri tene karal tene chong gore sa ta ji che yodi ni ji chen la tene chong gore sing tendri ra ba ni te ma tha tha le sona lo yi ya san ji tendri re se di ni xin de thamong la phan do e sum ba ni se tendri phan do go sa
so like when we perceive that red flower you know if we got a understanding that you know this red flower is a dependently originated And if you go subtle than that, then you know this red flower is mere imputation of our thought, or mere labeled, you know, as a red flower. So then our understanding, perception or understanding get deeper.
Yeah, I think I need to clarify one point. My own question is more clear to me. Is that the actual source, the presence of this red flower that we're discussing, is by our individual clear light mind source. And then that each of us individually will agree that we're perceiving this. The root of the question was: is can this be used as an argument that we all have the clear light mind nature?
Tadi medo mabu di yoba di sangmagi tungu yores, thala medo mabu ye redi yores. Di indu zamba di ki ta mit sangmalogi tung chikba thongwa da medo mabu yimba di sangmalogi thala yoba di indu zamba nganzo sangma di junsengi. That deshe gyamne dila dende songza ene nganzu tangma lola ene di karasugure di sanje ki deshin shebe rik yus dende dila dende lab chogure vayas ene medo maabu di pajuda zizu tangma la
dende yeche marasada masu deshe shebe ri yase yede masu chungba di Jenda chile tenba chima to jenla ma tenba tu tumia wate ini tela ini tumba ni segre yes jenla tena yoba sanji ma to ma tenba mewa yinsane ma tenba ki tonga dela tumba ni ti ngola ini ri yes lagur salada sanji isa
la
jenla tena ngosu kanga jenla tena chunga chiro was tena chunga yindi ma tenba ki tube ma tenbi tonga segura ta kanji jenla ma tenbi tube tonga Kaji de sen rangi chi yue singa singi de jen la tenne tu bachi mato jen la maten ba me bachi yi tong bachi la ne pene tejin shibi deshin hinpo sena re eni rangi chi yue sewa sena kola kogor sena.
So the clear light or the, you know, Buddha nature is something like, you know, we all are dependently originated. Because of dependently originated, we are empty of, you know, inherent existence. So, you know, because of that, you know, we all possess the Buddha nature or the clear light.
Tanya lepa jabu gyate tele tar tyan tamba sing de seso na ini meba chila tomba ni sala gore sa
so like when we investigate like flower in a conventional level then you know there is no any contradiction that there is a valid valid perception or valid cognition then if we go further than that we investigate the ultimate nature of that thing, then, you know, our perception becomes wrong or misperception and miscognition like that. So we stop here and, you know, reflect on the kindness of all those lineage teachers and, you know, we also, you know, make a determination that follow in their footsteps and eventually, you know, wish to obtain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. That kind of dedication we're going to do.
Ajit